Would you know how to get rid of your fear, phobia, stress, or anxiety? How to burst your fear and transform your life? Welcome to Fear Busters Show, presented by Lauren Rosenberg, fear and phobia relief expert and author of How to Move Forward When the Unthinkable Happens. You are listening to UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio with Lauren Rosenberg. www.fear-busters.com.
Hi, welcome back to Fear Buster. This is Lauren Rosenberg, your host. And today we have a special guest, and it is Nadia. And we're going to talk about fear to be seen. Have you ever wondered having to go on a stage and having to maybe do your singing and you didn't want to be seen, or having to be in a public place and you didn't want to be seen? So we're going to talk about fear of being seen and maybe fear of shyness. Hi Nadia, welcome to our show.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So Nadia, how did that start? Do you want to share with our listeners how did you know that this fear of being seen or fear of shyness, how did that start?
Well, I think in some ways I was always a shy person. I think it's part of my personality, and I would argue that lots of people are born shy. It's kind of just the way they are. But for me, things took a turn when I was a teenager. I was about 14. And I was in a French lesson, and this was a few years ago, because just to give you an idea of how many years ago, we had tape machines, like cassette.
Okay, yeah, recording tapes, yes.
And it was a new language laboratory in my school, and we were all quite excited about it, and we had to wear big headphones and talk into the mic, and then record, and then hit play and listen to ourselves speaking in French. And I really love French, so I was happy to take part, and I was enjoying myself. And we were talking about a film that we'd seen. And so for me, that was a great combination, French and cinema, which is two things I really am passionate about. So I spoke into the machine, and then I hit play to listen back. But when I did, the voice which I heard was not the voice which I had imagined in my head. And in that moment, I got really confused.
It's like, you know, when we have to do like a leave an answer machine message, and we don't like to hear our voice back because we don't hear it the same way. So is that
the same way? And so I got such a shock, because I thought at first that I was listening to a kid, like a much younger kid, talking, and I couldn't understand firstly who this kid was. And then I thought, hang on a minute, why is she saying what I just said? What are the chances of that? Like, what are the chances that someone would say the exact words that I had just said? And then suddenly it kind of dawned on me that it was me, and that's how I sounded. And because in those days we didn't have Instagram, YouTube, any of that stuff, I didn't record myself ever. So I'd never heard myself before. And when I realised that that was how I sounded, it really affected me. I felt like I was weird, or there was something wrong with me, and that people were going to laugh at me. And I was
A feeling in your body or in your mind, or you felt it everywhere, or was it just, how did you know it was something different?
I think it was like a sort of conversation that I was having with myself. I was also a bit angry. I felt like, why did no one tell me that was how I sounded?
And do you have any siblings, and how did they, I mean, did they ever say something, or no one ever?
No one had ever said anything, although now when I look back, I can remember a few funny incidents. I remember this woman talking to my mum when I was really small. I think I must have been about six or seven, and this woman sort of was trying to kind of reassure my mum that there was something they could do and that I could go and learn how, you know. And I think I didn't really know what she was saying, so it was only afterwards when I kind of thought back on it that it occurred to me that that's what this had been about. So
yeah, because in those time we didn't have any YouTube, Facebook, live videos. So I guess, yeah, looking back, we didn't really, apart from singing, and then you don't really hear yourself back anyway, or some, you know, it was hard to record. Record was just something, I mean, I remember you had to press the two buttons, the red one and the play at the same time and record, but the sound did come a little bit different, but it's not something you would do very often. So, yeah, and I do remember the labs where you have to put those headphone and listen to the language and then have to repeat. It's because also you're sort of, I mean, I remember my own experience. It's like you were quite isolated. We were in like little seat by ourselves, and we had to just get on and learn it and hear a different voice and then hear your voice. Yeah, I mean, it never sort of occurred to me. I had the opposite because I'm French, so I had to learn English and Spanish and German. So I had those studio because I went to international school. So yeah, we had all those languages. But I wasn't aware of, and it never occurred to me that sort of my voice. I think what occurred to me was more like getting it right and saying it, pronouncing it right. So I didn't have that, you know. But in your case, suddenly it was almost like a revelation. Suddenly something clicked and it's like, oh, my voice. And yeah, and what happened? You didn't like it, or you didn't think it was strong enough, or what?
I felt like it was a weird thing about me that I was different, how I thought different to everybody else, that people would be laughing at me. And so I kind of made these decisions, these limiting decisions. I didn't tell anybody. I just kind of made them in my mind that I was never going to do certain things ever again. So I decided never to leave a voicemail message, not to phone people I didn't know, never to kind of go on the stage or be in any kind of performance, never to talk, like to not talk in front of a group of people, that kind of thing.
So it's quite, yeah, it's quite spreading now. Yes. And still doing this now, or it's all gone?
No, so now I'm sort of, because I'm working in this field, I've worked on myself as well, but it doesn't go away completely. So I still find myself...
Is there anything that you would avoid now that we could just maybe... Okay, yeah. What would be the worst scenario? What would be something that you would want to avoid now?
So I don't really like phoning people I don't know. So, for example, a couple of years ago, I tried to book a party for my son at a swimming pool. And when I tried to book it, they asked to speak to my mum. They thought I was the kid booking their own party. It was a bit weird. And so things like that happen a lot, which makes me feel really self-conscious. But, do you know, I heard this quote a few years ago, and it's by Joseph Campbell, and he said that the cave which you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. And so the idea that your cave has the scary thing inside, but that scary thing is actually your treasure, really impacted me. And I realized that instead of trying to pretend to be somebody else or trying to cover up the thing that was embarrassing or different about me, that actually I could embrace it. And so from then on, although I still find things difficult and I get nervous and I feel like people are judging me, I try to kind of press on and show up, like doing interviews like this, or being on the radio, being even TV, talking
Excellent.
about my work with shy people, because I realised that it's important, and that because of the things I've been through and the things that I feel and experience, I can help a lot of other people who feel the same.
So what's the what would be the worst scenario? Let's see if we can if I can help you a little bit more. What would be the worst scenario that you would really want to avoid because you could feel something in your body or
So I find I don't like talking in front of a group of people. So, for example, if I was in a meeting where I didn't know anybody and I had to speak in front of them, or even when I meet somebody new, I'm kind of aware of their face
okay. So,
when
what would
I speak.
happen? So Nadia, what would happen? How would you know that there's something that doesn't feel right? Where do you feel it in your body? If you had to speak, let's say 100 people and you didn't know them and you can see their face, what would happen in your body or in your mind? How would you know that you don't like it or you would want to maybe run away from it?
So I feel like my heart beats really fast, and I
Okay.
feel like my throat tightens up. So the issue with that is then it makes it worse.
Yes, definitely. So, Nadia, would you like to try something just a little bit?
Okay.
Might as well, because this is what I do. I help people and clear energy block in their body in order to not feel those symptoms. Would you be able to tune a little bit into that feeling, into your throat tightening up and your heart beating fast? Not to, so uncomfortable, but just a little bit, and then we
Yeah.
can just. So now that you can feel it, could you just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just tell me what's that look like? That tightness in your throat, that heart beating fast. What's that feel like? What color does it look like? And how big is it? Is it small? Is it like a tennis ball, a ping pong ball, a basketball ball? Is it light? Is it heavy? What's that feel like?
To me, it's black.
Black, yeah. So black is actually the color of fear. So that's
It?
totally, yeah. So totally right. If you had to put a shape to it, what shape would that be?
Round.
Round. Okay. So this round black feeling, is it in your throat, in your heart, or is it in both places?
Like
In
in my.
your throat. Okay. So would you mind Nadia, take a deep breath, close your eyes. Notice this black round feeling in your throat that may have been there for such a long time. And if you can, just say thank you to that feeling. Just take a deep breath and hold on to that. Notice what that feel like, this black round feeling in your throat. It's been there for a long time. It has served you in certain ways because it has created something. So if you could say thank you to it. And at the same time, if you could let me know when you're ready, keep your eyes closed and let me know. What color would you need to get rid of that black feeling or to make that black feeling smaller and lighter so that you could actually speak up more and speak the way you want? So without having that nervous feeling and anxious feeling inside your throat, what color would be?
Green.
Green. Okay, dark green, light green.
A sort of light green.
Light green. Okay. So take a deep breath, close your eyes, and imagine that you had this nice light green bucket above your head, and we were going to pour that nice light green, almost like a little river. We're flooding the nice light green going into your mind, down your throat, and this nice light green river is going to make that black lighter and lighter and lighter. And as you do that, just pay attention to your body, take a deep breath, allow the nice green to go in. We're not taking anything away. We're just making it lighter and lighter and lighter. And as we make it lighter, just notice what I feel like in your throat and just give yourself a permission to allow that black to either dismantle, or melt, move. It can move up or down. Just allow the green to do all the work. It's as easy as that. Just take a deep breath, allow the nice green to get in, lifting, making it lighter and lighter and lighter. so light and so soft, it'll just flow and it'll just go wherever it needs to go. And as you've done that, just take a deep breath, and then just whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes and then tune back into that feeling of having to do a speech and in front of 100 people, and then the same scenario, but now just notice what I feel like. Is it different? Is it the same? Has something changed?
I feel like my throat feels kind of bigger.
Bigger. So winding it up, so it's not like as heavy, and it's not like a blockage. Okay. Mm-hmm. Does that feel more comfortable?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How comfortable is it? Does it need to be more, or does it feel comfortable, or should we do it one more time?
Let's try it again.
Okay, so is it still the same color? Just notice what I feel like. What is it in your throat right now? If you had to speak in front of 100 people and those people were watching you, they can listen to your voice. Just tune into that feeling and notice, where is it? It may have changed. It may have gone up a little bit. It may have gone a bit smaller. It may have changed color. What's that feel like, Nadia? What's that feeling like now? That feeling that is stopping you being yourself, that is making you nervous, that is bringing your heart beating fast, that feeling of tightness in your throat, that it's not as tight as before, but what color does it still look like? How big is it? How heavy is it?
It feels like it's purple and it's smaller, like
good.
The size
okay.
of a sword.
Excellent. And can you take a deep breath again, close your eyes, and what color do we need to allow that purple energy that's in your throat that is a little bit blocked at the moment? What color do we need to actually let that purple go, to allow a total nice flow, so that everything can flow nicely, so that you can actually feel that you're breathing fine, that you haven't got that tightness, so that when you're in front of people and you want to speak, that voice of yours can just shine and come out the way you want to come out?
Maybe pale blue.
Pale blue. Okay, so let's have a go again. Just take a deep breath, close your eyes, and see this nice pale blue going in, lifting that purple, making it lighter and lighter and lighter. At the same time, remind your mind that you're safe. We're not taking anything away. We're just making everything working nicely, so that everything is flowing nicely. When energy in the body is flowing nicely, everything is happening in the right way, so we don't have that anxious feeling. So we just see the nice blue going in, taking and lifting this purple, making it lighter and lighter and lighter, so that everything can feel and work perfectly. And just remind yourself to say thank you to that purple feeling, that because it has helped you in certain ways. And just see that nice blue going in, lifting, making it lighter and lighter and lighter. So light and so soft, it'll just flow and it'll just go wherever it needs to go. It may make you yearn, because this energy that was blocked for quite a long time, for many years, may have to come out somewhere. So you may find a little bit of pinning needles in your hands, or you may find that you need to yearn because it needs to come out. Just pay attention to your body and just see the nice blue going in, lifting, making it lighter and lighter and lighter. So light and so soft, it'll just flow and it'll just go wherever it needs to go. And as you do that, whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. How are you feeling, Nadia? Thank you very much for allowing me to do this.
I'm very relaxed, actually.
Good. And what's that feeling like in your throat now?
Feels like spongy.
Good. Okay. Excellent. Your voice, have you noticed your voice is stronger? I don't know if the listeners actually noticed, but it's slightly stronger. I don't know if you noticed, but yeah. So
interesting. What was that technique called?
So a bit of color therapy and a bit of emo trance and a bit of my little magical touch to it. So a bit of a mixture. It's allow you to relax. It takes energy in the body, emotion in the body is supposed to be energy in motion. All the emotions in our body are supposed to flow nicely in and out. They're not supposed to actually get stuck in our body. When something happened, like you've had this event and then you discovered that suddenly, oh, I'm a bit different. We're supposed to be all different. But when we're in school, unfortunately, the whole system is making you meant to be like everybody else. But as we grow, being unique is what makes you even more successful in a certain ways, because you can just be and shine and be your own self. And it's good that not that everybody is different, because you know we need every different profession. So, but at a time when you're in school, you are limited and you have to sort of fit in that sense. So the minute that you're a bit different, that can create some fear. So what I did was I unblocked the emotion trapped in the body that's been trapped from the age of 6 and 7 and 14. By using color therapy, by using breathing technique, by using a bit of my magical touch and an emotron. So I just made you into a relaxed state, and I started working on your energy system, because once it's no longer blocked, then you can just breathe better, you can speak better, and you can just be yourself. You don't have that anxious feeling, and that's what's happened. So, and it's interesting to see your reaction, and it's good. And because now it's a bit more comfortable to speak to, because you don't have that you've had for such a long time. Also, yeah, we sort of triggered it more because we were thinking of the worst scenario possible. And this is why we were triggering it, in order to bring up where the emotion is trapped, and then we can actually release it. So there's still something, but you know, I'm not going to do a session. No. But I will just give you a little sample to make sure that just to allow everyone that's listening that there's always a way of helping. Majority of the time we're not born with something. We create different belief because of what's happened, and maybe because we feel that we're different, or because we didn't expect something, and then we believe that there was something wrong with us, or we create different belief. But all beliefs can be changed. It just depends how you do it. And sometimes when people say, oh, I've had this fear for such a long time and no one is going to be able to, I've tried everything and nothing's helped. Well, I don't believe that they tried everything. Everything they tried may not have been the right method or the right modality, but there's still a way out there that will help to actually clear things. So this is just a little sample of what I do. I do a lot of very different modalities. I use a lot of energy, different modalities. But what I would like you to also share with listeners is, how did you turn this shyness, this fear of being seen, into your day-to-day life? Because it has something, like you say, that quote is turning something that could have really crashed you down into a powerful way of using it into the good side of it. So
I did. So over the years, I realized that if I show up as myself, then that's kind of my unique power. And so speaking is important for me to do. So even though in certain situations it's scary or I get really nervous, when I do speak up and show up, give talks, for example, appear on the radio, it affects people, it helps them. And so I decided to do more and more, and I realized that in this kind of work that I do, you don't hear from shy people very often. And that's obvious, because shy people don't like speaking up. We prefer to hide in the background. But the more we hide, the less our voices are represented.
And you do need your voice, because that's how you express yourself. And so did you ever sort of taking singing lessons, or that would have been a big no?
No, that would be terrible. I'm not really good at singing. I'm not really very tuneful.
Do you sing, I mean, do you sing by yourself or
I do in the car sometimes, or in the, in the car, but it's not really my talent. I think speaking, I think when I speak, good things happen. But it's funny because I realize that more and more people don't talk about being shy in itself because we're shy. So it's a kind of under-discussed subject, and it
I agree
affects.
with you because I think maybe people think that being shy is something that can't be maybe changed. I mean, I personally know that I was very quiet when I was little, and you will have told me that one day I'm on TV and doing a radio show, and I said no. So you do change. It's something you can change. And I do think that. Sometimes it's from wanting to say something, and maybe a teacher or somebody's high authority tells you off, or say or you say something completely wrong, and then you sort of shut down and you don't want to speak, and then you don't realize maybe that it is shy, maybe. And people don't talk so much about it, and unfortunately, we do need our voice because this is it is how we express ourselves. And yes, I think you are right. Some people may not even realize it is shyness. Some people can just be quiet without even realizing that it's actually being shy. Being shy is a fear. It's a fear of being noticed, a fear of expressing yourself, a fear of probably saying something wrong and being told off, maybe. There could be a whole range of different fear inside that shyness.
Yeah, fear of being judged. I think we walk around with this kind of sense that we are, people are looking at us and that they're judging us and thinking things about us. So I don't think that you necessarily want to change your personality. I think if you feel shy, you're not broken. You don't really need fixing, but there will be aspects of shyness which are holding you back. And
Yeah,
this.
there will be ways, there will be certain times where you're going to have to work on it in order to get you to where you want to be, in a sense. Or instead of having all the time, like, I mean, that experience that you mentioned about wanting to book a party, and especially the phone, people sometimes think that you're the child, or I mean, but even if it's not about shyness, sometimes people don't recognize voices, and phones and other device can create your voice sound different. So it's not, you know, it can happen to anyone, and being mistaken for somebody else in a, but you probably may have, you may take it more sensitively because of that shyness. How do you, so what did you do? How, because you're, what about, what do you do, and how you transformed it?
Yeah, so I started a project called Shy and Mighty. My website's shyandmighty.com. I have a podcast where I talk about shyness and talk to shy people. And I work with clients who are shy to help them to be more mighty, so to help them to achieve their potential, because I feel like shyness causes us to live our lives in the background, and it results in ideas not being shared. We don't speak up, like in meetings or in the classroom, and it can hold us back from perhaps going for a job that we want, or for a pay rise, or from succeeding, really. And
Nadia, I just had a thought. Now that we're in, unfortunately, a pandemic, and we have to wear a mask, has that made any difference, wearing a mask?
yeah, for sure. In some respects, wearing a mask is kind of nice if you're shy, because you can literally put a mask on and hide and creep around and no one can see you. But on a more serious note, I think it's having an impact on kids, especially. It's isolating. We've become disconnected. We're spending so much more time alone. We're not allowed to get close to people. People are kind of potentially dangerous and scary. And so the pandemic is resulting in increased levels of social anxiety, and shyness. And I think that there's going to be, I'm hearing from more and more parents about kids who they're worried that their kids are kind of feeling very isolated and they've got, they're panicking about things that previously they were fine with.
Yeah.
I
But
think.
do you find wearing a mask would change your voice if when you're out or when
I
you actually wear a
struggle.
mask and
I definitely struggle. No one can hear anything I'm saying. So
Okay.
I'm really
I mean,
good.
it's not, it's hard to speak with a mask on, and it's not just because of shyness, it's also because the sound different.
It's
And
much more.
yeah, I mean, I do know, unfortunately, also people who don't hear can't see, can't lip read. I mean, unless, we there are some masks that can be made differently, but lip reading is a big problem if you can't hear because you don't see the actual face expression. And sign and if you're deaf, I mean, sign language is all about expression. It's not even the sign, it's the face so much. I mean, I've learned sign language, and it's very difficult. Putting a mask on will also have an impact. So it does have an impact on your on you in that sense, but I was thinking about hearing your voice in a mask will be also different again. But in certain ways, I noticed some people notice that people have feel stronger and more sure of themselves because they're hiding behind the mask. So it can go different ways. So have you ever wanted to do something about it? I mean, now you just allow me to work a little bit just to open up a little bit just so you don't feel so anxious. But have you tried different approach in the past, or
Yeah,
did
so over the years, I've been sort of sent off to various kind of elocution lessons, often by managers or bosses at work. But I've realised that I don't really, now I realise I don't want to fundamentally change
it's
this
part of
thing.
you. This is how you are, and this is you. This is Nadia, and this is who you are. And in it is not. I think it's great. That it's really important to understand that everybody is unique and everybody is different, and that's part of it. But it is passing the judgment, it's passing the fear of being judged in that sense, and then you can just express yourself the way you want. And everybody has different voices. I mean, even like I'm French, and I learned English and a different language, so my accent will be different. Everybody has, but even in their own country, you can have different accent. I mean, somebody who comes from Wales will have a different accent than somebody who come from London. So it's not so much in that sense. It's just accepting, hearing you, accepting yourself is more important, I would say, than the actual shyness. Is accepting, okay, well, this is my voice, and this is how, this is me. And this is much more even important, is not battling inside, is really being aligned who you are. That I think is even more important than.
Yeah, for sure. I think that as a kind of quieter person, I think there's definitely kind of strength in the quiet voice. People lean in to listen. It can be calming. So there's definitely kind of advantages. And in terms of being a shy person, I think we always look at the negatives of shyness and think, oh, it needs fixing. But actually, there are positives. So if you're not someone who's always speaking, you're listening, you're observing, you maybe are coming up with solutions or ideas in your head before talking. Things like that are all really positive skills and they're really useful, in all aspects of life, but in work as well. And I think what's happened is there's this idea of an outgoing kind of ideal, this one sort of person who is a successful, kind of idealized version of a human being. And actually, that isn't the case because, 57% of people are shy. And so.
Without, everybody, I think everybody would experience once some shyness, or maybe they would have said, oh, I wish I would have said this, or I would have, wish I would have. Yeah, everybody, I think, would have experienced a little something. I think it's good to embrace it and to turn it into a positive. So tell me a bit more about what you do, this project, and how do you...
So it's called Shy and Mighty, and I'm writing a book. I've got the podcast, and I work with adults and kids as well who are shy to help them to overcome the aspects of it that are holding them back, so they can kind of step out of the shadows and do big things with their lives. And I'm really enjoying it because I feel like something, like I said, that hasn't really been discussed. It's something that so many people struggle with, and I get a lot of people coming to me and they're so happy that someone's finally talking about it. And
I guess it's also familiarity. It's something that is so important. It's part of you. You're passionate about it because you've experienced the bad side of it and you've turned it into a good side of it, and you embrace it. So you can show that you don't have to change. You can just be yourself, and you can just deal with, you know, you can learn different techniques to be able to be more comfortable in order to actually talk when you have to do it. But you can still, this is your voice, and that is how your people are born. It's like, you know, you don't pick if it's fizzy hair or curly hair or straight hair or what color. We don't really pick it, and that is part of you, and it's embracing your own personality and embracing your voice and not hiding behind. That is really important, and really accepting who you are. And I always thought that, you know, when people judge, you can take what the criticism, and then you can turn it into a good thing, because you can learn from that. You can say, okay, well, what they're saying, and then you can, and you don't have to, it doesn't have to stay inside you. You can just take a deep breath and let it go. That's what you can do. You don't have to, but turning something that could have been keeping you, you know, without being heard your voice, you turned it into amazing, and you help, and podcast, and you're helping people. And that's what's probably even better, because you know what it feels like, so you're the right person to talk about it. And they feel, I mean, there probably wasn't something like this before when you experienced it, and they also feel much more comfortable because they know that you can understand them, and that's part of it. But definitely is understanding that every single person is unique. And that is, and yes, you know, in school it is a bit difficult because everybody's supposed to be the same in certain ways. We're supposed to learn the same. We're supposed to be the same. But once you're an adult, you can just be unique and embrace what actually was difficult at the time. And it's amazing to see that, you know, we're doing this radio show. You are talking on air. So you should be really proud of yourself, and you're very relaxed. You know, I made you a little bit more relaxed. What does that feel like now in your throat?
Yeah, I feel really relaxed, actually. I do. And I think it helps to think about the people who are listening and thinking about the purpose of what you're doing. So for me, like, knowing that there'll be people listening who are feeling shy, but they can see me doing this, and they know that even if you have a quieter voice, even if you feel a bit different to other people, that you can just show up as yourself.
Excellent. Nadia, thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking about a fear of being seen and a fear of being shy. This is Lauren Rosenberg, Fear Buster. We're looking forward to next week talking about another fear. Have a good week.